Blog Talk Radio.
No.
Yeah.
بقول رابع اهداف في هذا الموسم. ادي امامنا بقول.
Yeah, what that guy said. Vincent Abay here with you. It's Saturday night, hence your Saturday night party sexy time. Vincent Abay, right here live on BTR. I want to thank Iconoclast TX for laying low in the cut with me here in the chat room early on. Yeah, so I just got off of doing a show with One Angry Jew. One Angry Jew did his own broadcast earlier tonight, and I took part in that, and that was an interesting event. I had a good time over there, as did a lot of people. And now it seems like everybody is doing a show right now. I think One Angry Jew's show kind of put a little wrench into everything. And now suddenly I'm kind of off kilter. Debbie Daly is doing a show right now. She wanted to simulcast with me, so I don't know. If we get really desperate here at Iconoclast Texas, maybe we'll take her up on it and I'll call her. Connect to her show. And, speaking of the devil, One Angry Jew joins us now in the chat. Telling Iconoclast that came from your show just a little while ago. And that was quite an experience. You had a really, really great turnout. And props to you, One Angry Jew. Congrats. That was great. You had a good turnout. And hopefully now that everybody knows that you're here, they will all flock to my chat room. I don't know if Caramel Queen and her crew are on the prowl still or not, but they got Lady Slugga's show, and they got One Angry Jew's show. They got my show last night. But it's fun. I like it. I gotta upload this picture. I got this picture that I took on my switchboard last night when I had 11 callers on the switchboard. But then I found out a little while later that there was some sort of bug with the switchboard, and instead of deleting callers on the switchboard, it just kept adding new callers. So that was kind of messed up. Welcome, A1A28, Iconoclast, Texas. I always call you Iconoclast Texas. I presume the TX stands for Texas, but see, that could easily stand for transmit. Well, I still do a lot of audio work, and I used to work with a lot of wireless microphone systems and wireless belt packs. And some of the systems I worked with, you couldn't tell physically at quick glance which was the transmitter, which is the receiver. And to shorten it, it'd be TX and RX. TX for transmitter, RX for receiver. So you could be a Iconoclast transmitter, for all I know. But alas, it does stand for Texas. Iconoclast Texas. So if I misspeak, I'm not really misspeaking when I say that. So there you have it. It's Vince in the Bay. It's your Saturday night party sexy time. If you want to join in the sexy time fun, the number's 347-826-7667. I'm Vince in the Bay, and I will be your host for the next 2 hours here. Stick around. We're just getting warmed up. Speaking of warming up, I need to warm up this cup of coffee so I can get the inspiration to do this radio program. So I'm going to take care of that. And after I'm done with that, I'm going to bring One Angry Jew on. And we're going to talk about, well, whatever was on One Angry Jew's mind. But also, I would assume that would include the aftermath of his show, maybe do a post-game wrap-up of his show, perhaps a review of his broadcast, which I thought was very successful. Congratulations to him. So we'll talk about that, I'm sure. And we'll take your calls at 347-826-7667. If you don't like that, well then,
I'm right. Fuck you and I.
Okie dokie. Yeah, as per usual, I don't have my technology straight here. I'm trying to get my Skype dialed in here. But no worries. We have one angry Jew with us. One angry Jew, how it do?
I'm a little bit talked out, but pleased.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what'd you think?
So what? I thought it was great, man. I thought you did a great job, and I was a little bit disappointed overall in the callers. I was hoping to get more. I was hoping, like when I first came into your chat room. Conservative TNT was in there, and I was like, okay, this is gonna start popping off really quick here. And
I'll tell you what he did.
He bailed.
Well, he called me one time and then left and then called again, and on the recording he said, "Why are you calling me?" I'm like, "Huh?" He said, "It's not cool to write the phone numbers down and call people back. Setup." That was his deal. So I said, "Yeah, all right. See you." See, I wasn't trying to mute anybody or talk over anybody. I figured, you know what? I'll however it plays out. I wasn't going to play the games the other people do. I thought it went well. I thought that was,
yeah,
it was interesting. Anyway, I don't think the trolls did any damage. I don't know what they were.
Well, it's pretty hard to troll a troll's show.
I know. Nobody knew what to say. I kept saying, "Well, I'm a troll." It's like, and everybody was deflated because they were all ready to attack. And they were like, "All right, now what do we do? Now what do we call them?" Ah, that was good. But you know what? That Steve was a good call.
Yeah. Steve was great. It's too bad that the none of the Skype assholes really went at you.
No, I told you they wouldn't.
Again, they proved that they're the Skype pussies.
The
Skype vaginal holes.
Yeah, all they are is disruption, and even it's funny because, you know, here I'm saying I'm a liar. Okay, I am a liar, and if I say something, well, go do your own research and make sure I'm telling you the truth. Don't go by what I tell you. Shouldn't believe anything anybody tells you unless you find out. But the Skype guy, Snake Fred is his name. He kept saying in the chat room that I wouldn't pick up his call, but he never called. Oh no, the one Skype asshole did call. That what was his name? Deputy. But then he never called back.
Yeah, he was a pussy.
Well, remember, he sounded terrible. I was being in all serious. And did you see how? Did you see the change in tone? When the conversation was turned to not this bullshit going on, but just the fact that nobody could understand what he was saying.
Right.
And all of a sudden it became business-like, you know, like, oh, yeah, right, you're right, you know, I'll have to redo my router. Let me get a cup of coffee and I'll call you back. But he never called back.
He's still trying to figure out his router.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's not hard to unplug it.
He's like, "Oh, I gotta wait till all this porn downloads. That'll be a couple days. Guess I'm not doing the Blog Talk Radio."
You gotta give them credit. Don't they have great voices though? Yeah. For there's a lot you can tell that's going on in those voices.
Yeah. Grizzled veterans.
Yeah.
Literally.
No, I mean, but what I was saying, when I was describing what I thought that those guys were like, I see an office somewhere with just cigarette smoke and cigarette butts and ashtrays full of 100 cigarettes. It's never been emptied in 2 weeks. And
yeah.
Debbie's Debbie's over in her show doing the All Jew All the Time right now. Her whole show's about me again. I'm not even on it. But
Debbie Daly's is now.
It's All Jew All the Time.
The Jew Network.
Yeah.
Jew Watch. This week, tonight on Jew Watch.
But the funny thing is I went in her chat room as me, and she's trying to get some guy who's taking her on who says that she did all wrong and her handling of me was bad on her part. And then somebody says, well, he's in the chat room now. And so she then invites me to call in her show. How many times did I invite her to call in? She sat there the whole time, never called in.
She suggested simulcasting tonight when I was over at her show.
I don't think she could stand it.
Yeah, she doesn't want to do that.
No, that's not her. But isn't it amazing? And what about this dynamic that, one, I have to show these Skype assholes respect, and I can't say anything bad about Debbie. Don't say bad about Debbie. Don't say anything untoward.
Hey, you know what? You know what I'm wondering? I'm wondering, this is what I've been meaning to ask Debbie this, and I will next time I talk to her. Because she's in Texas, right?
Right.
Dallas, Texas, right?
I don't know what city, but yeah, she's in Texas.
I think she's in Dallas, Texas. Now, could she be the Debbie that did Dallas?
Well, she was a cheerleader. I know that.
Oh, really?
And I don't know where I heard that, but I did hear she was.
The plot thickens.
I did hear she was a cheerleader for the Texas, Texas Rangers, right?
No,
She was a Dallas cheerleader.
Yeah, I think she might be Debbie from Debbie Does Dallas.
Well, I'm going to look her up.
Coincidence? All right, I got another caller here. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hey, what's going on, baby?
Nothing. What are you doing?
Just hanging out with one angry Jew waiting for you to call.
Oh, well, hello, one angry Jew.
Hi. Are you on the Jew Watch with us?
What?
Have you had any dates with Jewish guys?
No, I'm not really into Jewish people.
No.
Oh,
I'm more
if you want to be successful in your industry, you would want to get to know a lot of Jews.
No, I'm okay.
They'll be some of your best customers. Trust me.
Okay, I'm more into Puerto Ricans and blacks.
Okay, we'll see how that market treats you. Fine.
I see. why is that?
I don't know. I was always like that.
Hmm.
Always. I never really dated a white boy.
But hold on a second. You're dating for money.
No.
She's talking about in her personal life.
Well, who we got on the phone? We got Candy, right?
It's Candy, yes.
Yeah. And Candy, you are available for paid dates, right?
No, not no more.
Roses.
Well, not no more, huh?
No more.
But and now that you've retired, Candy, and you're lavishing in the life of retirement, can we just talk about when you weren't retired yesterday and all the people that you were dating? So none of them were Jews?
No.
So then what you're telling me is you don't appeal to Jews?
Yeah.
All right. So the black guys like you.
Yeah, and I like them.
And the Puerto Ricans.
Yeah.
Any Lithuanians or Africans?
Yeah, Africans.
What about Hebrew men?
No.
No? No Hebrew men?
No.
I don't know what Hebrew is.
Yeah. Well, it's...
I thought Hebrew was Jewish.
No. That's a common misconception. That's like when people say Nigerians are black people. They're not. They're Nigerians. They're Africans. No, the Hebrew guys are from Do you know the country on the tip of Africa called Uwanga?
No.
Well, that's where the Hebrew guys are from.
Amy, please save us. Meaning me, the collective we that is I.
Okay.
Producer Amy needs to save the show immediately.
How's she going to do that?
I don't know, but she'll find a way to do it.
All right. Well, will she call in?
Hey, Candy, where's Slugga? What's she doing?
A radio show.
She's been on all day long. Every time I go on the BTR, she's doing a show.
Yeah. Yeah, she's doing the show right now.
Insanity. Alrighty. Well, you have your One Angry Jew, you have your Candy, and you got your Events in the Bay, and that together equals, so far, your Saturday night Park Sexy Time. It's only going to get better from here, folks. Stick around. Give us a call. Join the party. 347-826-7667. We'll get back.
Ben.
What?
Hello?
Do a radio show, Candy. God damn it.
What?
Thank you. It is your Saturday night party sexy time with your host, Vince in the Bay. We've got a full cast of characters here for you this evening / morning, depending on where you are located. But let's see who we have here. Our producer, Amy, is now with us. Amy, are you there?
I am.
Oh. How are you?
I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
How are you?
So much better now that you're here. So did you go to that hockey match?
No, I didn't get to go.
You're like the only person that didn't go.
What?
You know which Matt hockey I'm talking about? Did you hear about the Michigan State hockey match?
Yeah. They opened up a new rink or whatever. And so I had a friend who went.
I don't think it was a new rink. I think they played it outdoors in the football stadium. They had to have. They said they set a record for the most people ever at a hockey game ever.
I like that.
It was like 113,000 people for Michigan and Michigan State hockey match.
Crazy.
Insanity.
Yeah, I had a Christmas party to go to today, so I was doing that all night long.
Partying?
Yep.
Did you hook up?
No.
Oh, that's why you called me, huh? I'm your late night booty call. It's cool. I know how it is.
My BTR booty call.
Yeah. I'm your BTR boo.
Yeah.
Booty call. okay, Lady Slugga, what's going on, baby?
How?
What was that? Sorry.
I said, how are you?
Good. How are you doing? What's on your mind?
I'm good. Why is One Angry Jew says in the chat room, what am I besides a lying troll? I hope he's not feeling bad or something. Is he on the line?
Am I evoking sympathy? I'm mad about that.
No, not sympathy at all. It's just that you shouldn't feel that way. Who called you a lying troll?
I did.
Oh, okay. If you're calling yourself that, then I don't know.
Yeah.
How was your show though?
I'll let Vince tell you.
How did the show go, Vince?
I thought his show went great. He had a lot of people in there. There was a lot of troll action, but then again, he was championing himself as the troll among trolls, and he did pretty well, I thought. He had a nice little turnout in his chat room, and he had a lot of callers, but I think the callers could have been better.
About eight or nine callers total, maybe at the most at one time.
Okay.
But well, we had Jake and Steve, who gave me his real name, by the way. If he is who he says he is, very interesting stuff he does.
Steve?
Yeah.
Yeah, what does Steve go by on BTR, like in the chat rooms? What's his name?
I'm not sure.
Because I have no idea who that guy is, and he knows. He listens to my show, apparently.
Well, he may use his real name.
Steve? I don't see any Steves. That many Steves.
Well, all of your listeners from last night were on my show, and I put up your link for my show so they can go to your show, so they should be showing up soon. And on air, I was reading off your call-in number also. And when I was on my show, I had two shows tonight, and the one show kind of went crazy because it was a little something that I wasn't used to. My shows are a little calmer with the music that I play, but all of your listeners that were in your chat room last night came to my show, and the lady that did the weird poetry.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. So I can't wait
you're
to
talking
listen
about,
to that.
You're talking about Caramel Queen.
Yeah, she did one of her poems on my show. Actually,
yeah.
Two of them. And I was like, oh, God.
She did that PG poem on mine. How did she come up with that?
The PG poem? She did a nice poem, you mean?
She kept it clean.
Well, she did one on my show about being stuffed like turkey.
I heard that one last night.
And she did another poem that she said was dedicated to her boyfriend that's in prison. So, you know my J-Pay show is all about that because it's mostly ladies that their man is in prison. So I allowed her to read that poem, and I told her that if she wanted to enter the contest that I was having this month, she could send a poem to me, and then at the end of the month I'm sending a $50 prepaid credit card to the winner so they could put it on their man's books if they do. No. So what are you talking about tonight? Your post said that you were naked.
Yeah, I'm naked. What do you want me to do?
Are you on chat roulette?
Oh, good idea. I should go on chat roulette. Duh.
Chat roulette never works.
Never works. Chat roulette works if you're a female because there's so much. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Like, if you want to... You can chat with a penis if you want to.
Yeah.
That's mostly what it is.
But it never loads, is what I'm saying.
I chat with penises all the time.
It would be great if somebody drew a little smiley face when they put it on there.
But it never loads. I can't get it.
Oh, it
to
never.
Load.
Oh, it loads for me all the time.
No matter what browser I use, so I never can get it to load.
Aw. That sucks. It's pretty interesting. Once in a while, you come across a couple chicks. Candy had chicks doing all types of tricks for her and on chat roulette. I walk into the room, and she got some chick dancing for her.
And taking off her clothes.
Your show seems a little quiet tonight.
Hey, I'm actually listening in on Debbie Daly's show. She's talking about you, One Angry Jew.
Again?
Yeah.
What is her link?
It is all Jew all the time.
She's talking to Goofy Bone about you right now.
What's
she
saying?
You're pretty popular, One Angry Jew.
Oh, you have no idea.
We should call into that show right now.
Well, here you go. Here's the stats for my show. 14 live callers. 85 listens, and 14 archive listens.
Wow, that's great.
That's awesome.
And Debbie Daly is doing me again. Oh, man. It's
her
Jew.
Picture is, her
all
picture
Jew,
is amazing.
All the time.
I love it. All Jew, all the time.
All Jew,
right.
All the time. I may have to change my show to that. All Jew, all the time. Because, you know,
that
just annoys the crap out of people.
All right, I'm not hanging out in Debbie's chat room. Hang out in my chat room. You guys all just went over there because I was over there, you asshole.
That's funny. All right, here. I got to log into somebody else so I can monitor.
Oh,
that.
Hey, Kelly's in the chat room. Nice. Callie, I checked out your show. I wasn't active in the chat. I was kind of stout laying on the beds in the Callie show. She was interviewing a couple of people and playing music, and she was doing really good over there. She you should check out her show if you didn't catch it already. She just wrapped it up, so I'm sure it'll be in archive pretty soon.
Wait.
Callie just said she had 174 lives and 16 callers. Damn, that's huge.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That was my
show
that I
just
had.
Wow. What did you say, Slugga?
No, I was showing Candy. I can get my ID back.
Where'd everybody go?
Do listeners and stuff.
I had Slugga. I'm sorry, Slugga. I had you muted for a second there.
Oh. I was just telling Candy what I was showing her the listeners panel that shows how many people listen to your show and live callers and stuff like that.
Oh.
She's gonna do a show sooner or later.
It's pretty cool how you can look up your numbers. Apparently, if you have like a paid account and you get more features on your information on your demographics, I think. I don't know. Let's see what Callie has to say. Callie, what's going on, girlfriend?
What's up? I thought I'm crazy.
What?
174 people that listen live. Like, I've only averaged out probably like 40.
Yeah. Well, did you have a lot of people in your chat? I wasn't paying attention. I was like, just had it on in the background. I didn't see the chat room was like.
I don't know. It's those people that were here yesterday. That's who they are, and I don't. My show.
Mm-hmm.
I think they saw that I was on here, and then like I guess they saw that I had a show. I don't know. Like some of them are nice. Some of them are like whatever.
In a weird way, they're kind of a mixed blessing. They're kind of annoying sometimes. But they also help. They help skew your numbers to make it look like you have even more listeners than you really do.
And like when you go to the
not that listeners count, but if it ever does count, at least it's helping skew your numbers, you know, to your advantage.
You know, you can see how popular you are, right?
Right. Yeah. Is that how they rate it, listeners?
I guess. I mean, that's what I would have to imagine.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's an exact science. Do they advertise that?
I have no clue.
Advertise what, Vince?
Like when you go to a category and you look at the most popular or whatever. How do they calculate most popular? Just like the most listeners total. How does that work?
I think that's how they do it.
Or listeners total on average, or what? You know, because like I've seen on mine I've been labeling mine as comedy, and I'll go to the comedy section, and I'll be listed like I don't know 12.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll click on mine, and it's like a show from like a week ago.
Yeah, that's how mine is right now. I'm like number 34 in music. But it's still a good count because, Vince, you got to look at how many there are. There's thousands of shows, so being number 12 and number 34 is pretty good out of 5,000.
Yeah, but how many of those 5,000 are defunct now?
How many of those 5,000 are what?
Like,
well,
legitimate shows, like...
Yeah, like how many of those shows are like still legit shows that are up and running and, you know, on a regular basis?
Because I don't do my show very often. I think I've only had two shows in the last 2 weeks. And this I have like 19,000 listens, and I haven't had very many shows this year. I used to have a show 5 days a week, and I barely have, you know, like, I probably scattered them through and, like, have, like, maybe 2, 3, 4 a month. So, I don't know. What about iTunes? How do you know people listen to you on iTunes?
I have no idea. I've heard that you can, though.
Yeah, you could. iTunes, there's all different kinds of ways they can listen to you.
I mean, I know you can download the pod, download the file and open it in iTunes, but I don't know if you can go to the iTunes store and find it under podcasts, can you?
Yeah, you can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I haven't did it recently, but I did when I first was, like, big, like, into, like, my show and whatever.
Uh-huh.
I looked, and I just would type in Your Girl Callie, just all one thing, and then it would come up.
Uh-huh.
So.
Interesting.
But I don't know. See, how many people, you know, listen off there, you know?
That's what I want to know. So that's, is that factored into archive listenings, or is that totally separate? So you're telling me I go to my iTunes, I go to podcasts.
Type in Vince in the Bay.
Or I have to go to the iTunes store, right?
Yeah.
I can't believe this. Okay, so I type Vince in the Bay. Still trying to access the store. God, come on, Apple, get your shit together.
I was hooked at HP because I was going to do Ustream and Blog Talk, but
uh-huh.
my fan is a piece of shit, so when it overheats. And it's normally when I watch videos like YouTube or if I watch, like, the talk online or something like that, it, like, shuts down because it gets too hot. So I started a Ustream show, and then, like, it all shut down. I was like, fuck, I got to worry about my Blog Talk show more than my Ustream show, so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's almost better to do, if you do stuff like that, do them separately. Oh boy, here goes the switchboard again. Don't tell me the switchboard is doing this to me again.
It just did that to me when I was at my show. Had a close down
early.
Yep.
It just blanks out on you?
Yeah.
It's,
and it totally,
it's gone completely black on me.
Yep.
Really?
That's what it did to me.
Oh wait, he's starting to come back. Okay, we're back. It's back. It's back. But it'll do it again. It'll do it again, I guarantee. Well, another thing it does is it'll drop, because I usually do my show, I call in on my phone, and I also call in on Skype on the guest call-in line. So, like, so I talk on my Skype, and then if I lose my Skype, I always have my phone as the backup, and it comes in handy a lot. But for some reason, when I'm doing my show lately, towards the end of the show, I won't be able to play music, and on my switchboard, my host line and the line that I'm Skyped in on both just disappear, and I can't mute them or unmute them or whatever.
Sure.
It's weird. I don't know.
How did
you
end from
Skype? What? I just leave everybody unmuted. So.
But how do you call in from Skype?
Oh, I do. I click to talk. Like I go to my regular show page with the chat room and everything, and I just up on the very top says click talk. I click that, and it allows me to connect to BTR through Skype.
So you don't call Skype. You don't call Skype on the console. On the, what do you call it?
It calls it for me. I want to bring on VMAC now. VMAC, what's going on?
What's going down? Nothing much. Who we got online today?
Well, we got your one angry Jew. We've got your Lady Sliga, along with my producer Amy, and your girl Callie.
Okay.
And we were just talking earlier about One Angry Jew. Just had a show. He decided to do a show today, and there was some controversy as to whether or not people would show up. And he sort of set it up from the get-go to be this thing where it's just basically he's doing a show and putting a big target on his head. And
didn't that work really well, though?
And it worked great. There were a ton of people called in. Eventually, all the the chat room was packed. There was like 30 people in the chat room.
Damn.
That was thanks a little bit in part ultimately to the Caramel Queen crew, who are on the prowl again. I would not be surprised if they show up here before the hour is done, because they are on a mission these last couple days.
They're here.
They're not here yet, are they? Where?
Who's the 1K F fame, a.k.a. Coin Stan Satan 4A?
No, that's Constantine. That's Ron Constantine. He's 1K fam. He's fam. He's family. It's all good.
Huh.
No, that's Constantine. It's good.
So they got on there killing you, Jew?
Some guy named Drac thinks, thinks Amy's cute. Is that Amy that he thinks cute? Amy hasn't even been talking though. I wonder if he thinks Callie's Amy.
I think he does.
So Amy, no, do you want to give a shout out to Drac so he knows who you are?
This is me talking right now.
There you
What's up?
Drac, call in. You can talk to her live on the air.
You got a few anal exams for you, Angry Jew.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I got a few anal exams for you. You might have put on your doctor hat next week. Got a 400-pound black woman, and her nickname is Bear.
All right, I can accommodate.
Have the liberals found you yet?
The who?
The liberals.
Well, the liberals. Skype assholes. The Skype assholes came.
I don't know who they are.
Go to skypeassholes.com. You have a Skype account, right?
Yeah, they should be the Skype pussy holes.
I would like a really big throwdown between someone and one angry Jew. I want to see like what he really has to say.
Who?
And if anybody can come back at him.
I tried to have the Caramel Queen in that crew versus one angry Jew. I think that would be fun.
Had them on at the same time. Come on, last night at the same time. She doesn't really go after him.
No, in fact, I think she was championing me by the end.
She might be Jewish, too. There might be a Jewish Zionist conspiracy going on here.
It could be.
It's good point here.
All Jew, all the time.
Oh, God.
All right.
Stab myself.
Do Jews do crack?
No, unless it's... No, not at all.
No, unless no, not at all.
No, I can't do that, sorry.
No, oh, okay. Do they gang bang?
Sure.
No, they do.
All right, we have some new listeners here. Just want to get everybody up to speed. We're here live on the air with One Angry Jew, my producer Amy, Lady Slug is still here, right?
Yep, I'm here.
Your girl Callie and VMAC. We were talking earlier about One Angry Jew's show that he had earlier today, and it was a pretty successful show, especially considering One Angry Jew, you've only done a handful of shows, right? And you just ran up this one.
Yeah, you know the reason why I did the show was mainly Debbie Daly's comment. Well, when's he going to do a show? I'll bet you nobody would come. And I kind of took that as a challenge.
We should do a show with Angry Jew and call it Colored Jew.
Well, the Angry Jew is black.
What?
Is he?
Yeah, I'm a black man.
I'm not black, I'm colored.
Well...
I'm brown.
I'm Korean.
But I am a black man. The Angry Jew is a proud black man.
Proud. Say it loud, huh?
Proud, yeah.
You just sound like an old white dude that, like...
I know, right? That threw me off. He's like, you black for real?
I don't think he is.
Yeah, I'm black for real. Oh, baby.
He
black for real,
man. Who? Me?
No, you.
Oh.
You, not you.
Well,
it's
you talking to.
It has been proven.
No, because you were like, and you're like me, and you're like, no, you. Well, you said Jew, but it sounded like you.
Mm-hmm. It has been proven that the Jew is not only a troll, but a liar. The Jew lies.
You haven't lived your life through unless you have a Jew inside of you.
Oh my God.
Where's Karen McQueen? I think we need to send VMAC off with her for a couple weeks.
She might be over at Poetically Spoken. I know Poetically Spoken is still going on.
I think they are. I think that's where they left me. You're talking about that or the wolf?
No,
is he wolf?
I think her form of the golden shower kind of turned me off last night.
I saw Constantine on that video thing. He is definitely not a Korean hooker.
Wait, are you talking about Constantine from American Idol?
No.
No, whatever.
The movie Constantine?
I think we all are thinking of different Constantines.
He's talking about the Constantine in chat, the one from VTR.
That's who
he
I was talking about.
Oh, I thought you talked about the movie.
There was a movie? They made a movie about Constantine in the chat room?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh man.
Thank you very nice.
That Poetically Spoken is over.
They're actually having their own show, Fierce Bitches.
Huh?
Fierce Bitch?
Fierce Bitch, yeah.
Oh,
that's,
is that
that's perfect.
That's Carmel Queen?
That was part of the crew.
Oh.
Yeah, they're all there.
You ever been on that Pimp and Barbie show with Barbie?
No.
She's like 5'3", probably weigh like 80 pounds and wear these gigantic sunglasses. So she looked like a ant looking for sugar plums.
Cool.
Well, now, this is interesting. I just went over to that Fierce Bitch, whatever it is, and they kicked me out immediately. Now, why would they do that?
Yeah, they said Vincent the Bay's in here. Ooh, they said I'm fine, but one, but no angry Jew.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Man,
all right, well.
you
wow, this is great. This is great. This is great. These guys are talking shit about us.
Like in the chat?
Oh, they're kicking out Lady Slugga. They're gonna kick out me eventually.
I was
yeah,
there.
Oh.
Yeah, but I'm about to call in.
Hell no.
They BTR hating.
If you want them to kick you out, they say, why y'all BTR hating? Let's put that in the chat, bro.
You know that they're bothering them, that they're going to come.
They're there. You know what? I thought that they were all bots, but they're not.
It's the government.
They're posing against.
Sorry, VMAC, what are you saying? I'm sorry, VMAC, what'd you say?
I said, if you want to get kicked out, ask them why are they BTR hating on your people.
Yeah.
They kicked out everybody.
I'm not kicked out. But they'll talk shit about me.
Oh, yeah, they love talking shit about you.
Why?
That's just what they do. It's this group of like I would say maybe like 5 to 10 at any point in time. Kids, I would say, is a good explanation description. And they just swarm onto shows. And they just cruise around all over BTR together. It's insanity.
They're called the Oh No You Didn't Crew. If you Google them or something, they're like a gossip site.
Really?
Yeah.
This is like an internet prankster crew.
Mm-hmm.
I'm monitoring Debbie Daly, and she's playing Please Come to Boston from
yes.
Sunshine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Boston.
What's up, Slugga?
They're checking everybody's chat rooms right now, seeing who is where. I'm on the line right now, listening in.
Oh, because that's what we just did. All right, so everybody, we got to pretend like we're talking about something completely different, okay?
Okay.
All
right. So
all Jew, all the time.
Hey, VMAC, how you doing?
So VMAC, you said 13 inches, huh?
Whoa!
Why don't you prove it, pal?
I was known to have 2 inches from the ground, that is.
Oh, shit.
That's
I'm
like
taking
a,
pictures or it didn't happen.
That's a kickstand, bro.
Yeah, I'm known to touch your heart physically.
Oh my God! Whoa!
Oh, yeah. I've been called that name before, but I told y'all it's not me.
I bet you have. I don't doubt it.
I'm way too young for this.
Yeah, you are. Please cover your Callie. Cover your
Mommy.
As long as you're 18.
As long as there's grass in the field.
Oh my
hey.
God.
That's
yeah.
so crazy. Know your lawn.
Thank you very much.
No weeds, no nothing, no dandelions, anything. No.
Oh, you gotta have a little landing strip. That's okay.
No, that's gross.
No,
you think that's gross?
Don't say that.
Like,
what do you mean that's gross? I'll tell you what's gross. I'll tell you what's gross is when the chicks
yeah.
like don't shave.
No.
Don't shave enough.
Hold on.
They have the. Go ahead.
What's gross is a yeast infection.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That is pretty
yeah.
gross.
I mean, that'll really
yeah,
put you
is.
Off.
Yeah. Red everywhere.
So they're not letting anybody in.
Well,
I'm in the chat room.
That just killed the mood.
Hi.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how long do they have on their show left? They have, like, what, 10 minutes?
14?
Yeah.
15 minutes?
It'll be their best time.
Yeah, so their show will end, and they're gonna get bored, and they're going to come over here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then you better kick them out and be mean to them.
That's right. I know, and don't say none of those horrible poems they make.
You got Debbie just about ditched her show. She'll be coming over there soon, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Why? What's
came in.
There's nothing going on over there.
When she wants to start reading poems, tell her no.
It's no Jew this time.
No golden shower poems, please.
Nasty.
Don't give Amy ideas.
I'm creative enough on my own.
Yeah.
So, thank you very much.
So, Amy, is your middle name Spanky?
It could be.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait. That's what I'm talking about.
We have a child on the line.
Who's that? Oh, you mean you, Callie, right. Callie,
how old are you?
She's 14.
Oh, my God. Hang up.
Like she's my niece. I'm sorry. I have to watch her. I'm babysitting.
I'll keep an eye on her. Yeah, I understand that. When I was 14, I was a hot
mess. This is how I keep her out of trouble. I get her on BTR and talk dirty to her with strangers on the internet.
And she's your niece.
That's a nice family grown up thing to do.
Yes.
How old do you think I am? I think you're like 22,
24.
I would say 21. And Amy says 24. I said
22, 24
somewhere. I'm 22. That's what I thought. I'm good.
Oh, double deuces. That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. I'll be 23 in May.
I'll be 29 this month. Ew.
I'll be 19 this next year.
I'll be 9.
I'm in the cradle.
I'll be 9 if you talk dirty to me. That is.
Ooh.
Again, child on the phone.
What's the youngest chick you ever messed with, man? 2018, what?
I'll tell you what, there was a time when it wasn't that big of an age difference, but at the time, it kind of was kind of scandalous, because, I was working as a bellman at a hotel when I was like 24 maybe. And there was a high school prom that was inside the building, and these two girls, I could tell they were sort of like dyke / friends, but they weren't dykes. They were just kind of like bi, but they were friends, and they went together, and one of them just started flirting with me, and I was a bellman, and she's like, "What time do you get off?" and all this shit, and like. Gave me the name, the number of her room, and I met her and ended up partying with her. And I was like 24; these girls were like 17. And so it was kind of that felt kind of scandalous, just because it was technically I didn't have sex with them, just because I was so like weirded out because of the fact that they weren't technically legal. But when you think about it, it was only 7 years difference, so it's not that big of a deal, but.
That's the big age difference you can deal with somebody. Oh,
okay. No, I'm just saying. No, I dealt with. I'm
34.
I dealt with a 21-year-old.
Well, sorry, I got you beat on that one.
Well, and what is that?
No more.
I was 38 and started a relationship with a 20-year-old.
How did that work out?
We're still real good friends, real good friends. And she's married, I'm married, and we were together for 6 years.
Wow.
6 years. Wow, that's pretty good. So considering the age difference, 6 years, usually, you know, that age difference is getting away.
19 years.
Wow.
And now she's a real doctor.
Mine in the last 90 days. Too much immaturity.
I just found out where they get the poems that they read all the time.
Where?
Literotica.
Oh.
There you go. Let's see.
Like
poetry.
Jack and poems.
erotic poems. Let's see. I'll have to give her one.
So, Miss Deuce Deuce, what's the oldest man you ever dealt with?
Well, I was supposedly supposed to go on a date with a 38-year-old.
Wait a second. I thought you retired.
Me?
Oh, who's the 38-year-old? I'm sorry. Wrong one. Never mind.
And then, 42.
Did you mess around with him intimately?
No. I wanted to, but no. He was a coworker.
Wow.
A coworker?
So that was more of a crush.
Dream like that. He's 42.
That was more like, damn, you're really, really hot. And I was like, that I would love to hook up with you. But after I talked to him on the phone for, like, I don't know, 2 hours, and him complaining about the relationships that he was in and, like, complaining about all the girls, I was like, okay, no, maybe not.
Yeah, that's one thing you don't do. That's a no-no. That would have been all on you. You in a relationship? Oh, no. I wouldn't even talk about that. I'll change the subject every time it comes up.
Yeah, I was like, okay. He still is hot. I mean, he's really, really, really good looking for his age. Age is just a number. But, he just kept talking to all the girls. And I'm like, I was just thinking, no, I'm cool. And I guess the youngest one would be when I was 20 and he was 17. That's only 3 years, but.
Mr. Jackrabbit, huh?
Nothing went down until he was 18, I should say.
You made him wait?
It was only like 6 months, okay?
6 months?
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with it? Come on. I'm not waiting 2 weeks.
Why is that? I don't understand.
If we talking and we feeling each other 100% without a doubt, what is the use of prolonging and inevitable if we're going to do it or not? Because if I'm playing games with you, I can wait 6 months. I'll have somebody on the side, and once I accomplish my goal, I'll leave you alone 2 weeks or 2 months. It don't matter. When you're adult, you should be able to do what you want. If you're feeling each other on the first or second date, do it. You're adult. Who's the judge? You know what I'm saying? Or if you want to wait 3 years, still, who's the judge? You know, it's like people got some, you know, a certain amount of time they need to wait. But if you're feeling somebody, y'all feeling it, you want to do it, go for it. Because in the end, it doesn't matter anyway. Because so many women and men play games. So, and get what they want, then they out. I had a friend, he done that. This chick was stuck on this 3 month rule. He played that game, he tagged it, and he left her that same night after he got it. He told her why he did it. She was there looking stupid because she was still stuck on that 90-day rule.
It's not a rule, though. Like, and for him it was because he was 17.
He just didn't want to go to jail, huh?
Yeah, hell no.
Come on, boys don't tell. They failed.
Yeah,
but
right.
Failed. Oh, he violated me. Oh, no. I would have loved for a 22-year-old woman when I was 17 to molest me.
I was 20.
I would embrace it.
You were about 20.
And he was
17? Mm-hmm. Yeah. The oldest one I was with, I was 21, and she was 39.
Wow.
That was my wet dream when I was younger. I always wanted a MILF or a cougar or whatever. Now I am a MILF. Or cougar.
I know, right? For real. These jeans and one size pants on this man, it's all bad.
Yeah, but you know, at the end of the day, what it all comes down to is, it is what it is.
That's it. It is what it is.
And that's real talk.
That's what I tell my guy. He's 20. You know, I said, get it all while you can. The older you get, the harder it's going to get, you know, and try to keep yourself in shape. Don't drink. So you do stop. Try to keep yourself in some type of shape, and then your likelihood of keep dating in the early 20s is likely, because, you know, I got 34, I got 37, 38-year-old friends, and that's all who their girlfriends be, 21, 22, 23, but if you looking like you 60 and you 34 years, 35 years old, because your life is hard and you don't take care of yourself, you're going to have to start digging in them pockets.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to treat you like a sugar daddy.
Okay.
There it is. Yeah.
Someone has a question that they would like me to ask everyone on the panel.
Yeah. What's the question?
They would like to know what's the youngest everyone here has had sex.
Oh, when they first started? Oh, I was 12.
What?
The age we were, or the person we were with?
I'm guessing the age.
Oh, yeah, I was 12 in a boathouse.
Holy crap, I was 16, but 12?
I was 19.
All Jew, all the time. I started masturbating. I started masturbating at 3.
What? You did not.
He's only doing that.
Oh, my God. The whole situation.
She's only doing that to start another conversation. What, Angie? You're so funny.
Wow.
One Angry Jew is very upset.
Do you remember it, One Angry Jew masturbating at 3?
Oh, yeah.
You let a load off in your Huggy or your Spider-Man short?
Oh, no. You can't. You never let a load off. Because
you're not coming then.
That's right. Because even at 8, 9 years old, there's nothing to come out.
Right.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
But you still get the orgasm. You're very nice. You still get the orgasm, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I was 12. It was lovely. I was in heaven.
It's kind of like dry humping yourself.
Yeah, that's what it usually be. Tickly.
Okay. On that note, we're going to take a little break here. If you want to join us here, the number is 347-826-7667. We've got 30 minutes left to go in the program. I anticipate now that our good friends over there at Fierce Bitch are probably going to be winding down their program. So we should be on our look. Yeah, we should be on the lookout for some trollage, troll action coming up here in a minute. But
yep, they just said Vince time. They're ready. They're coming.
No way. They even said that.
Mhm. Let's go to Vince. That's what they just said.
Oh, man.
Right on. All right, it's on, folks. We'll be right back. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
me condena a las inútiles pruebas nucleares en el Pacífico. No a la bomba, no a la muerte. No a la bomba, no a la muerte.
C'est une guerre, une vraie guerre. Vous ne pouvez pas imaginer que dans certains le Parlement et se prépare à l'attaque.
Welcome to your Saturday night party sexy time. I'm Vince in the Bay, and I am not wearing any clothes whatsoever, and I'm touching myself as I transmit to you here live. We've got 25 minutes left to go on the program. I've got a full switchboard here, and going to get to your calls. Because they take priority. We, of course, have our distinguished panel, One Angry Jew, your girl, Callie.
What's up?
Lady Slugga.
Yep.
And producer Amy.
I am here.
And VMAC.
Holla, 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 holla.
And we have...
They kind of turn you on a bit.
Okay, great.
With the 2 inches from the floor, yeah.
Well, they kind of turn you on too.
We also have another caller on the line. I want to take this caller from the 520. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Basic Bitch.
Basic
Hey,
Bitch.
Hey, boo.
Hey. So, is this like naked night? Is everyone on the line naked?
No. I'm not.
Yep. We're all naked except for Callie.
Callie's not old enough to be naked.
Okay. So, what is the topic of tonight's show? Just wondering.
Well,
when did you lose your virginity, and who was the old one that you've been with?
None of this applies to me.
Are you asexual?
Yeah, I'm actually not into human beings, but that doesn't mean I'm into animals either, so don't take it that way.
Wait, I didn't hear that.
Where do you like to take it, then?
I just don't find anything attractive.
Oh.
No,
I'm extraterrestrial?
Do you masturbate?
What? You're not human.
Do you masturbate? Do you find yourself amusing?
Elf?
Wonderful.
Did you say elf?
No.
The phone's like cutting in and out, so I don't know what you said, so.
Oh, I asked you if you masturbated.
Oh, okay, well, so I said I'm not attracted to humans or animals, but I kind of have a thing for, like, aliens. I don't know if
I said that.
Like, what, aliens.
Aliens? Aliens out of world?
Like outer space aliens.
Mm-hmm.
I just, I don't know. It's my dream to get probed by an alien.
Oh my God.
Oh, you know pretty
well.
Much,
you know what?
Alien, right?
It's your lucky day because we happen to have it live in our studio. A space alien here who has a probe ready for you, Basic Bitch.
Oh, wow.
Whoa, really? I want to see the receipt.
And she still got the Vaseline out, right?
Oh, they dry docking.
I do have the Vaseline out still. Thank you. I'm sorry. Were you watching me on the cam earlier when I was doing my show prep?
You forgot that you were on Chat Roulette. You guys, all the new people that just came into the chat room that came from Fierce Bitches Show, you should really go to Chat Roulette. ChatRoulette.com.
Chat Roulette is a mess. There's nothing but dick on there. Vince, is your Vaseline medicated?
VMAC is so funny.
Oh, I see what you're saying. No. That's a good point. I never thought to do that. They do have, when you go to the dispensaries here, they do have cannabis oils and creams and stuff. They do have stuff that you could easily jerk off with, and I don't know, I guess you would absorb it in your skin. And
have you ever thought about having an orgy on Blog Talk Radio? Like a phone sex orgy?
I think that happened already with that bobblehead shit.
Yeah, do you want to, I actually have some of it on here. You want to hear some?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Here, we'll just play it in the background. It takes the... Okay, here we go. This is old school. This is like 2 years ago.
Okay.
Wow, Vince, you introduced me to Chat Roulette, and they're saying that it's old.
Why is it so...
Yeah, it's been around forever, dude.
I didn't know that. He just introduced me to Chat Roulette.
Well... Remember when I introduced you to it? I was like, I can't believe you haven't heard of this.
Yeah,
like they've done like South Park episodes spoofing it. It's been around for a while. That's why it's weird now. If you go on it, you go on it now, and there's still a lot of cocks, but there's not. There's not nearly as it used to be. Every single guy was every single thing was a cock, and now it's like maybe half of the time it's a cock, and the other half of the time it's a guy's face. You know, or no, maybe the other 40% of the time it's a guy's face, and then the other 10% there's some girls.
Candy puts her boob right up to the camera.
She did right now?
She does. Every time I leave the room or I'm doing something, she's on chat roulette doing something nasty.
Oh.
She's a little piglet.
I believe it. I believe it. That one night I was on there with you guys, she seemed pretty anxious to do just about anything.
Yeah. Is Steve going to call in tonight?
I don't know. That one angry Jew might be able to know answer that better than I would. Steve's never called into my show. He called One Angry Jew show.
He was really mad and annoying.
Just
he was like all like butthurt about some stupid shit. Hey, Callie?
Yeah?
Infinity Guitars has a question for you.
So, what is the question?
She wants to know, this isn't a question for me, but she wants to know if you're spreading your legs on chat roulette.
I do it all the time.
Okay. You know, she's just wondering. I think she might go on chat roulette now.
That's cool. I was just on there.
Charlie doesn't let me go on there because I don't have a webcam.
Is it, so, Callie, is it grassy knoll?
The grass is mowed.
Oh, damn.
Were you asking about me or asking about random people? Random people, I don't know.
No, I want to know everybody. Is everybody fair?
Yeah, I'm shaved.
You are?
Wait. Completely?
Oh.
Like there's no hair there.
Well, I mean, I didn't shave my chest or I didn't shave my chest or my back or anything, but I shaved there.
Okay.
Fingers on your back now.
I've had mates that I heard that somewhere along the way that both guy and the girl are shaved completely. It feels.
I'll be back. I got
really
go to
good. I'm sorry.
I have to go call CRC.
Why all of a sudden right now?
Because he just called me.
Oh really?
Yeah.
That's kind of random.
Mm-hmm.
He just got home, so.
Okay, well, tell CRC Vince in the Bay says, hey, tell him to call my show.
All right, I'll try to talk him into calling. But I'll be
all
back.
Right.
I'll be back within 16 minutes.
Okay, cool.
Bye.
Have you guys ever been on Omegle?
No, what's that?
It's like chat roulette, but instead of video, you can just chat with people. It's kind of fun, and, you know, you can end up having some good cyber role-playing combos on there. So, you know, that's always a plus.
It says now you're chatting with a random stranger. Say hi.
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It says talk to strangers. Who made this site?
Infinity Guitars wants to know more about my bald penis. Well, I'll tell you what, Infinity Guitars. Right now, I'm caressing my testicles. I just got some fresh Vaseline, and I've lubed up my sack, and it's nice and smooth and silky. It feels great.
Okay. I can't tell if this is for real or not.
It is circumcised. It's totally circumcised.
Does it bend to the left?
I don't know. Yes, it does. It lean. Yes, Yes. You mean naturally, just when it's just let, just
Yeah, picture it didn't happen, to be honest.
What?
I said ticks or it didn't happen.
Okay. Vaseline, seriously, yes, Vaseline, I'm serious. Iconoclast asks, this is amazing. I've never, it's actually better to just answer the chat room when it's going this fast by talking rather than going in and typing. This is amazing. We've had a great turnout both tonight and last night. I really appreciate the support, especially Basic Bitch.
Yeah, aren't I becoming a great panel member?
You, Basic Bitch, you're fitting in nicely. I appreciate you being here, and your presence definitely brings a new dimension to the program. You're always welcome to be a panelist here.
Hey, the chat wants you to show the tip.
I know that you and your crew are obsessed with the tip. It's all about showing the tip. And you will not see the tip here on this program, nor anywhere else on the internet.
Go to that tiny chat link. You can just get on webcam for a second.
Unless you're an Insider Extreme member, in which you will get full access to my show, my program, and my personal masturbation cam.
I'm pretty sure someone in the tiny chat is part of whatever you just said.
No. If they log on to Insider Extreme, if they're enrolled in the Insider Extreme program, then they already know what to do.
I think this bitch is in it. I'm pretty sure she's just blanking right now. So you know, she's in Insider Extreme. She's in never mind.
We got 10 minutes left to go in the program. 10 minutes to take your calls at 347-826-7667. Infinity Guitars, you can see my masturbation cam if you become a member of the Insider Extreme program at vinceinthebay.com. And you've got 10 minutes to join us here on the air. We can do this live on the air, honey.
Oh, I'm sorry, did you say vinceinthebay.com?
Yeah, we have your girl Callie back on the line. Your girl Callie.
Show and CRC.
No, CRC the reliever?
Yes.
Is that you, CRC? Is he there? Can you hear me?
Yes, he can hear you.
All right. Well, CRC, we're great. If you can hear me, it's great to have you here. It's been a while, bro. I took a long vacation from BTR. I see you were doing the same. You still are a legend, as far as I'm concerned, of the BTR anals history.
Please don't give him a big deal.
What? Ladies and gentlemen, apparently you're a pervert or you just want to show the tip of your penis. I don't understand what the basic bitch, can you explain to me what the fascination with the tip of the penis is? Why does it show the tip? Why don't you want to see the whole shaft? Not show the shaft.
I don't really know why. It's just the tip. I mean, maybe they're just, I don't know, maybe they're just trying not to be greedy by getting the whole thing. Maybe they're asking for the tip.
What if I just show him the shaft? Would that be giving him the shaft? I wonder if that's where that's taking. I wonder if that's where So these chicks think that the tip of a cock is hot, huh? Just the tip,
it's
though.
It's to keep some mystery, and they say that's the sexy part.
Uh-huh. It's a very Jewish thing. All
oh, really?
Jew, all the time.
So they're fascinated with the head of the penis. They want to leave it up to their imagination how long the shaft is, even if it's only say 3 inches.
But you already told us how long it was yesterday, didn't you? Didn't you say it was somewhere around 6?
I wasn't talking about mine necessarily. I'm trying to get behind the whole psychology behind this fascination with just the tip.
Milk me.
What?
Just to keep the mystery.
Okay, keeps the mystery. All right, but you just said you know how long it is, so it's not really a mystery then, is it? You just want to imagine the other whatever 5 inches.
Maybe like 10. So I mean, since we already know how long it is, you can just show the whole thing.
But then you'd have to change the tiny chat to tinychat.com/showthewholething.
Okay, we'll get on that.
Yeah, make that happen, Captain.
Okay. Hey, do you take requests for songs?
Oh, totally.
I might have asked for this before, but I don't remember. Have you ever heard of the female rapper Kaya?
Yes.
Are you familiar with any of her work?
Totally.
Like My Neck, My Back? Like My Pussy, My Back?
Sounds familiar, yes.
My Neck.
No, I have that song. I totally have that song.
Okay, well, you know, if you want to play that sometime, I would
really
like
now.
That a lot.
Yeah, no problem, man. I'll play it right now.
Okay, thank you very much.
This is for a basic bitch. I'm Vince in the Bay. We've got a full panel here. We're getting ready to go into overtime. If you want to join us, do it now. 347-826-7667. I'll be right back. It's your Saturday night party sexy time. Vince in the Bay here with you, winding things down here on the program. Big ups to everybody who came through tonight. We started off slow, but things really got cooking as we ramped up to speed. I appreciate everybody that came through, everybody in the chat room now. You are amazing. I'm in love with you. I want to make love to you. I will make love in your general direction, whatever it takes. But Amonet28, and that's that piece. Artie taught me. Basic Bitch, Drac, Drown Soda, Fierce Bitch, Frutarium, Guest 286, Guest 371, Hey Soul? I don't know. Iconoclast TX. Big ups to Iconoclast TX. 9 times out of 10, Iconoclast TX is the first person in every show. Appreciate the support, Iconoclast TX. Infinity Guitars. Jelly Ass Bitch. Kimmy Kun 340. Lady Slugga. One Angry Jew. Pirate Swoop. Political Justice. Something in the Air. One. Tracy Gamore. And Velton. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We had a great panel tonight. Your girl, Callie, came through. Basic Bitch came through. One Angry Jew, once again, congratulations on your program tonight. Are you going to do another one again soon?
I'll do it tomorrow, same time, same Jew channel.
All Jew, all the time,
all
that's right.
All the time.
That's right. Lady Slugga, what do you got coming up?
I don't know. I might do Dance Hall tomorrow.
Dance Hall it is, tomorrow, with Lady Slugga and my producer, Amy. What's going on with you? Amy? Okay, we lost Amy. That's fine.
No, I'm here.
Oh, yeah. What's Sorry. Going on with you? How are the Red Wings doing?
Oh, we won 2 games in a row, Saturday and Friday. Good stuff.
Great.
I'm stoked.
Totally. Is that Candy back there? Tell Candy I said thank you for coming out and being sexy on the program.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you, honey. And thank you, the listener, for tuning in. For those of you listening to the podcast, you're amazing. Live listeners, appreciate it. Catch me again tomorrow night. I'm going to try to do this earlier tomorrow, 10 p.m. Pacific. Right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Vince in the Bay. Tomorrow it's Disorderly Conduct. In the meantime, check me out on the internet, twitter.com/VTOCCE. Follow me on BTR to get my show updates. We'll see you again tomorrow night. Vince in the Bay, right here on BTR. Hey, you guys still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, so my switchboard is completely dead.
Oh, shit.
It's crazy. Man, I can't believe these are actually, there's actually this, now, I'm tired and baked, but apparently this group, this Basic Bitch and their crew, Fierce Bitch and Caramel Queen and all these people, they're all like an internet crew that just like cruises around and fucks with people, apparently. Drowned Soda is one of them. Pirate Swoop. There's just so many of them. It's crazy. Like, how many of these kids are doing this? This is nuts. I don't know if I'd approve it if I was their parents. But I'll tell you what, though, they did help boost my fucking listenership. God damn, dude. There's like, I get like, what, like 40 or 50 listeners right there?
Yeah, it's pretty funny. I think you'd be interesting.
Absolutely. I invite them to any program I have. It's fine, especially when they're like they were tonight. Like Basic Bitch called in, but they weren't all trying to get all crazy. They want me to go to tinychat.com/showthewholedick.
Do it.
All right, fine. I'm gonna go do it. See what this is all about. I don't think it'll detect my camera though. Like, I think I've tried this before. And my camera, for some reason, it's like, just doesn't jive with it for some reason. My computer's old and crusty and retarded. It doesn't know what it's doing. Yeah, it's just, oh, here we go. Twitter connection successful. Dude, these people are nuts. These people, like, what do they do for a living? Like, how do they... Are they just, like, trust fund kids that are just... They're just out away at college and just fucking with people on the internet? Maybe they're, like, computer programming nerds and they're just, like, hacking at sites and stuff and fucking with people in chat rooms and on sites like BTR? What? I don't get this. The whole subculture, I just don't understand. Okay, mm-hmm. I like your megaphone. Is that a euphemism for your dick? If you show me your dick, please. Big enough for self-sucking, etc. They've all identified me over here in the chat. They're asking, they really want me to get on cam. Why? Okay, let's see. Suck a whoop. But none of them are on cam, though. Basic Bitch is on cam, and none of the other ones are on cam. Lindsay Lohan's in here. She's not on cam. Okay, I want to ask them, why aren't any of you on cam? Hello?
Yeah?
Did any of you guys go over to their tiny chat?
It depends. Are you going to show it?
Oh, you want to see it?
I want to see it.
Really?
Yeah. Come on now.
Jimmy Moss says, Vince, I want you to smear your semen on my face.
Oh, my God.
Hasul says, Vince, boo, please, just get on the cam. Please get on the cam so I can go night-night. Get on cam and start touching yourself. Why are they so obsessed? Do these chicks want it that bad? Or are they chicks at all? What's going on?
Maybe they're fat.
I don't know. Seem pretty, but they're all, they all are, they all want the same thing. They all want to see, they all want to see the tip.
It's Jew envy.
They're obsessed with the tip. It's got to be the tip.
Tell them to go chase a moil.
Yeah, that's the thing, is they don't want a moil to do what they do. They I think they said they like it better when they're uncircumcised.
Well, right, but a moil would have a bag full of tips, right?
I guess. Yeah, that's true. They just want the tip. You're right.
Then that would be kind of like baby tips, and that's kind of squeamish, right?
Yeah. But now they're on this show of the whole dick trip, but it's DIQ.
Well, I haven't seen the picture yet, but I'm sitting here listening to the Debbie show from tonight. You know what the funny thing is? She is not in reality. I think she's off her meds.
Dude, my show is off the air. It's been off the air for 10 minutes now, and there are still like 30... like 20 people in my chat right now.
I think they're fat. They don't get any.
It's crazy.
Well, either that or they might be lesbians. You know, you want what you can't have, right?
Yeah, that could be it. Whoa.
And who's this Kimmy Coon? I think she's Thai. Wouldn't answer.
That's it. Crazy Wolf and Desert Rose are the only ones left, huh? I wonder where. I'm trying to figure out where these trolls are now, but they're not. Oh, they're not at Crazy Wolf.
Well, that's the one thing about BTR. You can't tell where anybody is.
Well, you have to be friends with them, and then you can go to your.
Yeah, but is that immediate?
Immediate? I don't know about that.
I mean, if I start listening to your show, will it show up in that friends thing immediately, or does it take time?
I think it takes a little bit of time. I think there's a little.
Yeah, so if you're watching that, by the time you figured out where they are, they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all right.
That's the best you can do. It is, at the end of the day, what it all comes down to is, it is what it is. And that's real talk. All right, I'm going to end the show. I'm tired. I got to go to bed.
Good idea.
Thanks for coming through. Appreciate
it.
Been
a long night.
Yeah. It has. It's been enjoyable, and... I'm going to go show the tip of my cock to these